high drive, deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
How's it going, everybody? It's Saturday night here in Salisbury, Maryland, and it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you set for Game 2 of 3 here this weekend between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Shorebirds and Fred Nats kicked off the second half of the season post-All-Star break last night in what turned into a barn burner 10-inning affair that the Fred Nats ultimately came away with the victory. Shorebirds had a 4-1 lead going into the top of the eighth, went into the bottom of the eighth with a 5-4 deficit all of a sudden, tied it at 5 on a Luis Valdez sacrifice fly, and then managed to force extras, but the Fred Nats with 3 in the top of the 10th, managed to weather the storm and came away with an 8-6 victory. So the Shorebirds now at 29-58 on the season, they are 8-14 here in the second half. Fredericksburg, they are now 49-39 in the season, 16-6. Your Carolina League second half Northern Division leaders here at this stage as we play the 22nd game here of the second half. Tonight, the Shorebirds will try to even the series up at a game apiece, and they are also on now a 7-game losing streak against just the Fredericksburg Nationals. Good portion of that came from the 6-game sweep the Fred Nats pulled off back at the beginning of July, but nonetheless, 7 straight times the Shorebirds have now taken the field against the Nationals, and 7 straight times they have come away empty-handed. Tonight, the Shorebirds put the ball in the hands of one Edgar Portes. Portes making his 7th start of the season. He'll be in tandem with Moises Chassé. Activated off the IL earlier today, Portes 0-3 with a 4.94 ERA. Chassé 0-3 with a 6.57, so hopefully one of those two will be getting their first win of the season here tonight. On the other end of the spectrum for the Fredericksburg Nationals, they turn to Pablo Aldonis to make his 2nd start of the season for the Fred Nats. His first one was a beaut. 5 shutout innings against the Augusta Green Jackets to earn the win. Freshly called up from FCL prior to that, just 20 years old, out of Tamayo in the Dominican Republic. Mentioned that Moises Chassé would be in tandem with Edgar Portes here tonight, which means the Shorebirds had some roster moves today, as activating Chassé meant that a roster that was already at 30 had to see somebody come off of it. We'll go ahead and detail those roster moves on the other side of this break. This is the Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you, getting you set for game 2 of 3 between the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats here tonight from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds had a couple of roster moves prior to today's game, following up the moves that they had made yesterday which put them at a full 30-man roster, 15 pitchers and 15 hitters. They are now down to 29. Moises Chaussé activated off the IL prior to today's game, and being put on the IL was Ryan Long and Preston Price. Long was scheduled to start tomorrow, so instead it'll be Darlin Alcantara to start tomorrow's game with Dylan Hyde coming on after him. Preston Price also hitting the IL, so the Shorebirds bullpen has taken a pretty good hit here, now just carrying 14 pitchers total with 15 hitters still on the roster, so a 29-man active roster at the moment. So that's where the Shorebirds currently stand with all of that. Obviously less than ideal to be only carrying 14 pitchers, but as of late, the Shorebirds pitching staff has been throwing pretty well. Even yesterday, despite giving up the 8 runs total, 7 of those came in the final 3 innings. Prior to that, Miguel Padilla, before giving up 3 runs in the 8th, had posted 4 scoreless frames. Davey Cruz, despite 6 walks, ended up striking out 6 and gave up just an unearned run over 3 innings. So it seems like the Shorebirds might just be able to weather the storm here over the next couple of weeks until the draft class and all of the pitching that Mike Elias and the Orioles front office staff selected ends up getting signed and then hopefully here to Salisbury within the next couple of weeks. Let's go ahead, take another break, and on the other side, we'll get you the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. This is the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Time for those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Leading it off in center field is Jacob Young. Fiondale Pena bats second and will also be playing second. Will Frizzell is DH batting third. Brandon Bossier, the first baseman, bats fourth. Sammy Infante at third base hits fifth. Geraldy Diaz does the catching, batting sixth. T.J. White out in left field, bats 7th. Christopher De La Cruz, the only new entry into Jake Lowry's lineup for the Fred Nats tonight. He'll bat 8th and play right field. Yoandre Rivero is the shortstop, batting 9th, with Pablo Aldonis on the mound for the Fred Nats, a left-handed pitcher, 20 years old. Shorebirds, Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Leading it off, it's Luis Valdez. He'll play 2nd base. Elio Prado is out in left field, batting 2nd. Reed Trimble back out in the field for the first time with the Shorebirds since the late last year. He'll play center field and bat third. Expect him to come out of the game after 5 or 7 innings as he continues his full progression back to 9 innings of play. Michel Deson is the DH. He'll bat fourth. Same goes for Deson coming off the IL. He might only play 7 innings or 4 at-bats, whichever one comes first. Frederick Benkozme shifts over to third base and bats 5th. And Wilbert Romero, the shortstop, hits 6th. Steven Acevedo out in right field, bats 7th. Roberto Martinez is the first baseman, hitting eighth. And Brian Hernandez does the catching, batting ninth for the Shorebirds. Edgar Portes on the mound. If you're not here out in the ballpark, well, it's Flock for a Cure night here at Purdue Stadium. The Shorebirds teaming up with Preston Automotive Group to raise money to help fight cancer with Brooks Toy Drive. And the Shorebirds wearing special jerseys today. They are going to be auctioned off after the game. And the way the jerseys work is written on the jerseys. If you're actually watching on the stream right now, you can see this. But prior to today's game, and a while ago at this point, if you donated $25, you were able to put the name of a loved one or somebody you knew who had been affected by cancer, and their name would be displayed in the jersey with the type of cancer corresponding to the color that their name is written in. And the jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds going to charity. And so the Shorebirds wearing these today, that's really special. The auction last year raised a ton of money for a very good cause. So if you're interested on bidding on those jerseys, the auction will be completely online this year. So before the night is done, go to the Shorebirds, that's THESHOREBIRDS.com. You can bid on these jerseys before the night is done and help raise money for a really good cause. Shorebirds have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information. The Shorebirds are back in town August 2nd through the 7th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Augusta Green Jackets. On Thursday, August 4th, it's the Maryland Pride Adley Rutschman bobblehead giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 5th is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring a special guest appearance by Spider-Man, as well as post-game fireworks. And Saturday, August 6th, it's post-game WBOC fireworks presented by Mount Air Falls. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome to Salisbury, Maryland, here at Purdue Stadium. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds and Fred Nass ready for game 2 of 3 here in this mini three-game set coming out of the All-Star break. Shorebirds trying to even this series up at a game apiece. I'll be sending Edgar Portes to the mound to try to pitch them to their first win against the Fred Nats since way back in May. The last time that the Shorebirds had a win against the Fredericksburg Nationals was May the 22nd. Now is a Gallo State Delmarva Day, and the Shorebirds shellacked the Fred Nats 11-4. But since then, it's been the Shorebirds who have been absolutely skewered. So we'll try to reverse the trend here today with Portes on the hill. Edgar 0-3 with a 4.94 ERA this season. He is on the hill for the Shorebirds, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Elio Prado in left field, Reed Trimble in center, Steven Acevedo in right, Frederick Bencosme is at third base, Noelbert Romero at short. Luis Valdez is at second base, Roberto Martinez at first, and Brian Hernandez does catching for Portes on the hill. Edgar making his seventh start of the season, 0-3 with a 4.94 ERA. His last time out was a very weird start, a tale of two Portezes. His first two innings, he allowed five runs, four in the first, one in the second. And then after that, he allowed nine in a row and ended up giving the Shorebirds five effective innings. Left the game with the Birds trailing 5-2, but kept them close enough that they ended up coming back against the Mudcats to take a 6-5 lead before blowing it in the ninth in a 7-6 loss. So hopefully today, Portez a bit more on his game. We'll see what he can do here as Jacob Young digs in to lead it off. Fred Nat's leadoff man, right-handed batter playing center. Portez into his wind. The first pitch of the game is a fastball on the inside corner. And we're underway at 7:06 here from Salisbury, Maryland. Gorgeous night for baseball again. Temperature finally dropping after it being extremely hot earlier today. The 0-1 is up and in for ball one, and temperatures had been in the high 90s with very high humidity. It was not a pleasure to be outside. But now with shade covering the infield and the wind blowing out to center, feels pretty good. 1-1. Young swings and fouls it back and out of play. One ball, two strikes. Young had the big hit for the Fred Nats in the eighth inning last night, a two-run single, giving them a short-lived 5-4 lead. Sitting 242 with a 682 OPS. 1-2. Fastball hit in the air to shallow center. Trimble racing in, still coming on, and he won't get there as it drops in for a base hit. Trimble playing deep in center. Big swing by Young had him a little fooled. Can't make him enough ground running in. And Young with a bloop single to center to start off the ball game. Young always a threat to run, 29 stolen bases on the season. He swiped one yesterday, 29 for 34. Portez, 6-2, 165 on the mound, right-handed pitcher. Comes set of the belt, deals to Viondel Pena. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. Pena, switch hitter, batting left. Had the eventual game-winning hit for the Fred Nats yesterday, a two-run double in the 10th. Square stance, feet close together, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Land on the fastball at 88. Portez blows it by him for strike two. Pena now six homers and 38 driven in. Hitting 243 with a 748 OPS. Infield on a modified double play attempt. Valdez at second to the pull side for the left-handed batter. 0-2. Swung on and popped up. Shallow right center, second baseman Valdez backpedaling, still backpedaling, and puts it away, stumbling for the first out of the game. Valdez ended up having to cover a bit more ground than I think he would have liked, trying to basically play defensive back going into shallow right center. Shadowing his man, the baseball. So the first out of the game recorded, and that brings up Will Frizzell, the DH. His first at-bat with the Shorebirds, or with the Fred Nats, rather, yesterday against the Shorebirds, was an RBI double. 1-for-5 total in the game with a walk. Big left-handed batter, the pitch. Takes down the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. Young takes off for second. Here's the throw, and it's not in time. Young just in ahead of the throw from Hernandez. Did a great job blocking it, kept it within arm's reach. But Young taking off. So it's a stolen base for Young. One hop throw by Hernandez, not enough to get him. Counts 1-0 on Frizzell, the pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball two. Portez has had quite a bit of trouble in first innings this season. He's given up a lot of base runners in the frames, and more often than not, that's led to runs. He's given up seven first inning runs this season in six starts. 2-0 on Frizzell. Pitch home. Frizzell swings and blasts one to deep straightaway center. Trimble racing back on the warning track, gets turned around and reels it in. Young tags from second, goes to third on the circus catch by Reed Trimble in center. Recovering nicely, getting turned every which way, but never lost sight of the baseball. Towards the second out here in the first, Young over to third. Ball was blistered by Frizzell. And Trimble back out in the field here at Purdue Stadium for the first time since September 2021, looking as comfortable as ever. Brings up Brandon Bossier, the DH. Young at third, two outs, top of the first. Bossier, left-handed batter, the pitch. Changeup misses down and away for ball one. Fred Nat's lineup is pretty evenly split between left and right. Portes does have pretty significant splits. 164 average against lefties, 308 against righties. The pitch to Bossier. Swing and a miss. Went back to the changeup. Counts even at one. Bossier 0 for 5 last night with an RBI on a fielder's choice in the 10th. His 36th RBI of the season, hitting 240. 1-1. Bossier swings and misses. Good breaking ball on his back foot. And the count's 1-2. So Portes a strike away from stranding Young over at third. Single to start the game. Stole second, went to third on a flyout. Now 1-2 on Bossier. Portes straightens up, hands together at the belt. A deep breath. And now the 1-2. Back to the breaking ball in the dirt again. Bossier, wiser this time, lays off. And the count's 2-2. Outfield straight away, Trimble deep in center. Bossier, a third-round pick out of Arizona last year. Now coming up on nearly a full year with the Fred Nats. 2-2. Swings and fouls it back into the sweet level. Able to stay alive on a fastball, just a touch off the outside corner. Count remains at 2-2. Fred Nats got on the board in the first inning yesterday to open the series on Will Frizzell's RBI double. Portes, a low lean in. Gets his sign, comes ready. Young at third, two outs. Top of the first. 2-2 again. And Bossier takes down low. Went back to the changeup. And Bossier has worked it full with the dangerous Sammy Infante on deck. He had a three-hit game yesterday. Portes to set. The kick and the 3-2. And Bossier lines it the other way to left. Prado comes on and has to play it on a hop. Bossier around first. He'll hold up there as Young comes in to score from third. A great piece of hitting from Brandon Bossier. A line drive single the other way. Scores Jacob Young and the Fred Nats for the second straight day. Score in the first. It's Fred Nats 1 and the Shorebirds nothing. So that allows Sammy Infante to hit here in the first. Not a bad pitch by Portes either. Forced Bossier off the plate to reach outside and just poke it the other way. And Prado in left got stuck in between. Didn't want to dive for it. Gets by him. Bossier probably has a triple. Had to play it on a short hop. So now Infante, right-on-right matchup. Portes the belt and the pitch. Fastball up and in. Infante checks his swing. Appeal out to second. And Trey Jester, tonight's field umpire, says he held up. Ball one. Jester out in the field. Steve Craze is the one calling balls and strikes tonight. So 1-0 Fred Nats, top of the first. Bossier at first. Pitch to Infante. Breaking ball spins in down the middle, knee high for strike one. Infante hit his 16th homer of the season last night, drove in his 50th run. He's hitting 227 with a 764 OPS. Portes fires home, and the breaking ball cut on and missed. Infante wanted to lay off, but went around on a pitch down and away. And the count 1-2. Portes, in his last start against Carolina, only struck out three. It's not really too much of a strikeout artist. Gets just a shade under one per inning this season. 27 in 31 frames. 1-2. Infante takes down the dirt. And the count evens at 2. Last time that Portes, and the only time he's seen Fredericksburg this season, went 6 innings, a quality start, the first of his career. Allowed two runs, one earned, but took the loss. Struck out four, allowed four hits, and walked one. Bossier at first, two outs. And a throw over to first, and Bossier dives back to the bag. It goes straight by Martinez, though. And Bossier gets up off the deck and goes to second. So it's an E3 on Martinez. That was strange. Martinez, as soon as the ball went by him, didn't even react like he had seen the throw. And that's the third error for the Shorebirds through a game plus now on pickoffs. They had two throwing errors yesterday and now a fielding error today. Bossier at second, the 2-2. And Infante takes down and in. And the count runs full for the second straight hitter. Cortez trying to limit it to just one run here in the first. Bossier out at second after his RBI single, then the error advancing him. 3-2 on Infante with Geraldy Diaz on deck. The pitch. It's down the dirt, gets through the wickets of Hernandez. Over to third goes Bossier, and Infante takes first on the walk. Wild pitch allows Bossier to move up 90 feet. And now Cortez really in a pickle here. First and third, two outs, and here comes Geraldy Diaz. Davy Cruz had his own troubles in the first inning yesterday. Ended up stranding men at first and second after giving up a run. Never really settled in after that, although he went three innings, allowing just that one run. But Cortez has been a workhorse this season. He hasn't gone fewer than five innings since back on June the 18th. It's four straight starts. So now Diaz from the left side. Pitch home. Change up misses just a shade below the knees. Ball one. Diaz hitting .245 with a .707 OPS. Was one for four last night with a double and a run driven in. Open stance from the left side. Infante at first. Cortez the set, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Gets the call this time. And the count's even at a ball and a strike. First and third, two outs. The pitch, Infante runs. Diaz takes down low. And Hernandez doesn't even think about a throw. Infante takes second without a play. His 10th stolen base of the season. So now a base hit could open up a pretty large early lead for the Fred Bats. TJ White on deck. 2-1 on Diaz. 1-0 Fred Bats in the first, 2 in scoring position. The pitch is chopped foul off the Fred Bats dugout first base side. And the count's even at 2-2. Cortez at 26 pitches. Here in just the first inning. Second straight day, a Shorebirds starter has been forced to 25-plus in the first. It took Cruz 27 to get out of the first yesterday. 2-2 on Diaz. Here's the pitch. And Diaz chops it foul again down the first base side. And the at-bat stays alive. Still 2-2 on Diaz. Second and third, two outs. The kick and the pitch. Fastball misses up and away. And the count's full for now the third straight hitter. Fred Nats are working extremely deep, extremely thoughtful at bats against Edgar Cortez here to start out the night. Two in scoring position, two outs in the first. A run already in. The 3-2. And Diaz strokes it deep down the right field line, but that hooks out of play. And the count remains full at 3-2. Fortes now at 30 pitches here in the first. A run in for Fredericksburg. Man, at second and third, two outs, and now time called at the plate. Diaz stands in at the box. Portes gets his sign. Portes from the belt fires home. And Diaz rips it into right center field. That's a base hit. It'll score two runs. Bossier scores. In comes Infante, and Diaz holds at first with Acevedo getting it in from right. It's a two-run single for Geraldy Diaz, and the Fred Nats lead it 3-0 here in the first. Shorebird's bullpen is activated as well now. Edward Monroy is starting to throw. And pitching coach Joe Hallmacher makes a very early visit. Obviously, with the Shorebirds, yesterday it looked like they were going to have a relatively tax-free night on their bullpen, with Miguel Padilla coasting in the fourth into the eighth inning. But then they had to use Yaquil Rivera and Joel Benitez. So scratch off three guys at minimum. Preston Price, obviously placed on the IL prior to today. And then Ryan Long as well, who was supposed to start tomorrow. So all of a sudden you're trying to figure out who's left in the bullpen at this point. If Monroy has to come on at any point prior to the third, he'll be asked to go at minimum three innings. So the meeting on the mound adjourned. It's the Fred Nats 3, and the Shorebirds still haven't come to bat here in the game. And pitch comes home to T.J. White. Tries to check his swing, but he went around on a changeup down low for strike one. Geraldy Diaz at first after his two-run single, RBIs 21 and 22. White at the plate, hitting 249. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. The pitch. Down and in with the off-speed pitch. White leaves it there, and the count's 1-1. Portes trying to limit the damage to now just three here in the first. Now at 33 pitches. Fires home. And the curveball loops down and away. Two balls, one strike. On the season, the Shorebirds starting pitching has been about two runs better than the bullpen here today, or here on the season. 4.60 ERA from starters, 6.11 from relievers. 2-1. White rips it by the stab of the first baseman Martinez and on into right. Diaz around second, a big turn, hits the brakes and goes back to second. Acevedo's throw in from right is strong. Back-to-back singles for the Fred Nats here with two away. This one a line shot from T.J. White. And there's men at first and second with two away now for Christopher De La Cruz. De La Cruz, newly added to the Fred Nats roster, stands in from the left side. Made his debut back in the 14th, takes the first pitch up and away for ball one. De La Cruz went 1-for-9 in the series against Augusta. That was where Fredericksburg was prior to the All-Star break. First and second, two outs. The 1-0. And De La Cruz pops it up. Right side of the infield, second baseman Valdez calling for it. Camps under it and puts it away with two hands for the final out here in the first. But three runs come across for the Fred Nats. On to the bottom of the first, it's the Nationals 3 and the Shorebirds coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today. at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the first, and the Shorebirds have their work cut out for them early here. It's the Nationals 3, and the Shorebirds taking their first hacks against Pablo Aldonis on the mound for the Nationals. Aldonis, southpaw on the hill, making his second start for the Fred Nats. And this is the defense that lines up behind him to start it out. It's T.J. White out in left field. Jacob Young is in center. Christopher De La Cruz in right field. Sammy Infante over at third. Yoandre Rivero at short. Viandel Pena at second. Brandon Bossier at first. And Geraldy Diaz does the catching. Luis Valdez, a switch hitter, stands in from the right side to lead it off. And automatic strike has just been called on Luis Valdez. Oh. That's an inauspicious start to the night for the Shorebirds as the 0-1 is cut on and missed, and Aldonis quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Valdez hitting 278 on the season. The 0-2 is a pitch down in the dirt, and the count's 1-2. Valdez, two homers, 19 driven in. 705 OPS, leads the league in stolen bases with 45. Southpaw deals home the 1-2, and it's a fastball at the knees for a called strike three. And Valdez, with a quick look back at Steve Craze, took exception to the pitch clock violation and then the called strike three. And that's how the Shorebirds net at the plate begins. So Prado down looking, or Valdez down looking, that brings up Elio Prado. Right-handed batter, first pitch to him. Aldonis fires a fastball at 90. On the outside corner for strike one, Aldonis, 6'1", 160. An interesting case, was signed back in 2019 by the Nationals out of the Dominican Republic. 0-1, Prado hits it off the hands, out of play, right field side, and the count's 0-2. But Aldonis didn't end up making his Nationals debut until this season. Signed late enough in 2019 that playing then wasn't an option. 2020 obviously got wiped out thanks to the pandemic. 0-2. Prado tries to check his swing, but he went around on a fastball up and in for strike three. And Aldonis has seen two batters and struck out both of them. Now Shorebirds center fielder Reed Trimble. Trimble was 2-for-4 in his return to action with the Shorebirds yesterday. So Aldonis made his both professional and Nationals debut earlier this season. First pitch, Trimble takes a fastball, belt high on the outside corner for strike one. And with that, Aldonis has thrown really well down in the FCL this season. Had an ERA just a little over 4, 0-1. Trimble takes down and in the count's 1-1. Now on his career, a 2-2 record, a 3.69 ERA. Struck out 29 and walked 7 this year. Crossed 22 2/3 innings. 1-1 on Trimble. Here's the pitch. And Trimble fouls it off at the plate. 1-2. Aldonis trying to strike out the side here in the first. Trimble went 2-for-4 last night, like we mentioned, and his other two at-bats that weren't hits were both strikeouts. High black socks for him. White batting gloves, two-tone bat. Aldonis, red sleeves under his navy blue jersey. Turns into his wind, the 1-2. And Trimble foul tips it, held on to by the catcher Diaz. And Pablo Aldonis strikes out the side here in the first. Shorebirds go down in order onto the second. It's Fredericksburg 3 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
About as polar opposites of starts as you can get. Three runs in the first for the Fred Dats, and then the Shorebirds go down in order with Pablo Aldonis striking out the side for the Nationals. Edgar Portes comes back out for the second, looking for better sailing weather. As 9-1 and 2 due up, Yoandre Rivero leads it off, and the first pitch, Rivero swings and dribbles it on the ground to short. Romero gobbles it up, throws low to first, and skips it by Martinez. And Rivero safe at first on the E6. So the Shorebirds' woes continue early on, already their second error of the game. And just when Portes may be thinking about getting back in a groove, is forced back to the stretch where he had so much trouble in the first. Back to the top of the order, and Jacob Young. Young singled, stole a base, and scored back in the first. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Young swings and blasts it deep down the left field line, but that's a foul ball. It's a hooks foul. 0-2, or 0-1, beg your pardon. Third baseman Ben Cosme plays just a step behind the bag over at third. Middle infield at double play depth. Portes from the belt, the pitch. Rivero runs. It's a breaking ball in the inside corner. The throw to second on the bag, and Hernandez throws out Rivero trying to steal. A whale of a throw from Hernandez. So it's 0-2 on Young. Base is now empty, one away, and the pitch. Young takes a fastball up and in, and the count's 1-2, and that's what the Shorebirds have needed more of this entire season, not necessarily the caught stealing, but just the picking up of the teammate. Romero makes the error. Romero tries to steal. 1-2. A soft tapper back to the middle by Young to his left. Romero fields in the backhand, throws in the run, wide of the bag again, but Young was going to beat it anyways, so it's an infield single. Almost looked like that baseball took a 90-degree turn on Romero as he was going for it up the middle. He ended up having to change his route mid-flight. Go back to his right, go back to the backhand, which made that a far tougher play than it needed to be. And Young able to beat it. He's 2-for-2 tonight. So now Viondel Pena, the second baseman, batting second. Popped to second his first time up. Switch hitter batting left. Young at first, the pitch. Fastball at the bottom of the zone for strike one. Infield plays Pena to pull. Outfield straight away. Young a big lead. He stole second back in the first. Pena a calm stance. The pitch. Young runs. Pitch misses outside. The throw from Hernandez just late this time. Romero dropped the baseball anyways after the tag. So Young with his second stolen base of the game, up to 31 in the season. He's in scoring position now with one away for Pena. Count level at one. Romero shadows the runner out at second. The pitch. And Pena, a cue ball back to the mound. Portes Fields looks to second, now throws back to first. Retires Pena. Young holds on at first. And that's the second out of the inning. Nicely done by Portes, not panicking. On a very softly hit baseball. Able to keep his wits about himself with two pretty fast guys on the bases there. Pena from the plate and Young out at second. So now two away, and that brings up Will Frizzell, the DH. Flied out to deep center his first time up. The pitch. Change up, misses outside for ball one. Frizzell now 0 for his last five after ripping an RBI double his first time up as a Fred Nat yesterday. Big left-handed hitter, 6'5". 1-0. Fastball is high and outside for ball two. Frizzell with an open stance takes up nearly the entire width of the left-handed batter's box. Has Young out at second. 3-0 Nationals, top of the second, looking for more. The 2-0. Fastball just off the outside corner again. Three balls, no strikes. On deck, Brandon Boss here, the cleanup man. Fred Nat scored three times in the first. Portes trying to keep him off the board here in the second. 3-0. And Frizzell swinging away, pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Martinez gives it a look next to the sidewall, is able to put it away. Just enough room, backpedaling on the warning track. Puts the squeeze on it for the final out here in the second. And Portes works around the leadoff error to strand a man out at second for a scoreless frame. On to the bottom of the second, it's Delmarva 3 and Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jolly on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom half of the second here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds trailing the Nationals 3-0 after an inning and a half. Mishael Desone leads it off for the Birds against Pablo Aldonis Aldona struck out the side in order in the first. Lefty into his wind, his first pitch to DeSone. He pushes a bunt by the mound up the first base side. Bossier off the bag, fields it, flips to first, and DeSone beats it. Expertly done by Michael DeSone, pushing the bunt up the first base side by the mound, forcing Bossier to field it. And Aldona is late to the bag to cover. DeSone beats him and has himself a leadoff single. The Shorebirds have been far more aggressive trying to bunt for base hits over the past couple of weeks. They had two of them in yesterday's game. Now one already here tonight for their first hit. First pitch to Frederick Benkozme. Fastball knee high for strike one. Benkozme playing third base tonight. Hitting 364, 860 OPS. Infante guarding against the bunt, plays even with the bag. The pitch. Fastball up and in. Benkozme has to spin out of the box. One ball, one strike. Nationals 3, Shorebirds nothing, last of the second. DeSone at first, the first base runner of the game for the Shorebirds. Benkozme tries to bunt the 1-1 and stabs at it and misses 1-2. Aldonis, look in, dangles the ball in his glove, and Benkozme calls time. Aldonis dangling the ball in his left hand, gets his sign, comes set of the letters. Looks over at first and now throws to first, and DeSone back to the bag standing. Infante at third now backs up behind the bag with two strikes on Benkozme. Frederick open stands from the left side. The pitch. He's able to foul it back, spoil the fastball in the outside corner. Count remains at 1-2. Outfield straight away. Middle infield at double play depth. 1-2. Fastball called strike three, and Benkozme knew it. Walking back to the dugout before the ball even hit Diaz's mitt. And Aldonis has gotten all four of his outs so far tonight by way of the strikeout. So one away, DeSone still over at first, and that brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero playing shortstop, had an error in the top half of the inning, but was picked up by Brian Hernandez, who threw out that base runner with a caught stealing. Romero swings the first pitch, chops it to second. Pena charging in, fields and flips to first with a glove. A little showmanship. Retires Romero on the first ball put in play by the Shorebirds. The results in an out. DeSone up to second. Romero retired on the 4-3 putout. So two away, now a man out at second for Steven Acevedo. Acevedo, his first start of the week. Hitting 179 with a 580 OPS. Right-handed batter, 6'4", 185. The pitch. Fastball on the outside half for strike one. Nationals 3, Shorebirds nothing, last of the second. The pitch. Breaking ball, just a little low. Diaz thought he had the call there, didn't. And the count's 1-1. DeSone out at second. Bunt single to start the inning. Went to second on a ground down. 1-1 to Acevedo. Checks his swing on a fastball up. And the count's 2-1. Acevedo, one homer, six driven in. Had a pretty solid series against the Mudcats prior to the All-Star break. Couple extra base hits. Went 1-for-3 on the final day of that series with a double. The pitch. And Acevedo rifles one to deep center, but Young playing back and in the alley towards right center puts it away for the final out here in the second. Shorebirds strand a man out at second, on to the third. It's the Fred Nats 3 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans.
You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Two innings in the books between the Shorebirds and the Nationals. It's Fred Nats 3 and the Shorebirds nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night from Purdue Stadium. Edgar Portes managed to work around an error and a single in the second to strand a man in scoring position. Scoreless frame after giving up three in the first. Deals to Brandon Bossier to open the third. And the first pitch is a fastball that misses outside for strike one. Bossier with an RBI single with two away in the first kick-started a two-out rally for the Fred Nats. 1-0. Fastball misses high for ball two. After Bossier's single, Sammy Infante walked, and then Diaz singled them both home to make it 3-0. It's where things stand right now, top of the third, the 2-0. And Bossier takes a fastball at the knees for strike one. Bossier, left-handed hitter against the righty Portes. The pitch. And Bossier swings and lifts it in the air to left center field. Trimble, playing deep, comes into the left center alley and puts it away for the first out here in the third. Fly out to center. So one up, one down for Portes, the first time that he's retired the leadoff man in the game. And maybe just like his last outing after he gave up five through the first two, he can end up settling in and manage to go five innings total. First pitch to Sammy Infante. He swings and pops it up right in front of the mound. Catcher Hernandez off of the mask calling for it, and he can't make the play. It's an error on Hernandez. Already the Shorebirds' third error of the game. It's a tough play for Hernandez, but if you're going to take command in that situation, have to make the play. Never seemed like he was fully confident that he'd be able to come away with the baseball. So Infante safely boarded first. He stole the base his first time on. Here's Geraldy Diaz, and the first pitch, it's a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Diaz, a two-run single, his first time up. Now 22 driven in on the season. Man at first, one out, top of the third, the pitch. Infante runs, had a huge jump. The pitch is a called strike, and the throw to second an afterthought as Infante had already slid in. Stolen base is second of the night. And the count's 0-2 on Diaz. Infante now 11 stolen bases on the season. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball two. One
Infante at second, one out. It's the Nationals 3, Shorebirds nothing, top of the third. Diaz open stance, but calm from the left side. The pitch. Infante takes off for a third. Diaz swings and misses, and Hernandez doesn't even get a throw off this time. Infante's third stolen base of the game. Swipes third without a play. Count levels at 2 on Diaz. And the Shorebirds infield has to come in, already down 3-0 here in the third. Two-two. Diaz takes a changeup down the dirt, and the count runs full. Had seen Moises Chassé starting to get up and limber a little bit out in the bullpen for the Shorebirds. He's due on after Portes at some point. Edward Monroy is standing again just in case Portes has more trouble here in the third. 3-2 to Diaz. He takes down low, ball four. Portes walks his second of the game. And there's runners at first and third now with one away. Brings up T.J. White, who rifled a single over Martinez at first, his first time up. Diaz at first held on by Martinez. Portes has been awfully slow to the plate tonight. High leg kick, the pitch. And a fastball misses outside for ball one. Diaz has stolen two bases today, or on the season, 2 for 2. And the Fred Nats is a team now. I've stolen 5 on the night thus far. Been caught once. Here's the pitch. White takes a fastball at the knees, outside corner. 1-1. Middle infield on a modified double play, depth to the pull side for the left-handed hitting White. Trimble in center deep, likewise for Acevedo in right. White hitting 7th, the pitch. It's down on the dirt, taking off for second, goes Diaz. The throw is in time, and Diaz caught stealing. That was a really delayed move by Diaz from first. Just not sure if he was trying for a delayed steal or just got a terrible jump, but Hernandez throws him out, and that's a costly second out here in the inning, the second caught stealing of the game for Hernandez. So now 2-1 on White, and Infante still at third. Here's the pitch, and White swings and misses way out in front of the fastball. 2-2. And Portes runs right at Infante at third, who had started to stray a little far from the bag. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Outs are at a premium right now for the Shorebirds. 2-2 on White. 3-0 Nationals in the third. The pitch. And White, a little dribbler down the third base line. Hugging the line. Hernandez waiting it for it to roll foul. And it doesn't. Oh, man, that is just how today is going to be, isn't it? Ben Cosme, Portes, and Hernandez surrounded it. And despite the will of 3 people begging that baseball to go foul, it stubbornly stayed on the chalk. Infield single for White. And there's men at the corners again with 2 away for Christopher De La Cruz. Popped to second, his first time up. 3-0 Nationals, top of the third. The pitch. Fastball sails high and away for ball one. Edward Monroy is throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen again, just in case Portes can't get out of this jam. The pitch. De La Cruz takes up and away. Ball two. Portes now at 67 pitches as well. 2-0 on De La Cruz. Left-handed batter arcs the bat back behind his head and down his back. 2-0. Fastball won't get the call. Off the outside corner, it's 3-0. On De La Cruz. First and third, two outs. Nationals lead at 3-0. The pitch. Fastball just a little high, maybe a little outside. Cortez angrily snaps his cap off his head and waits for a new baseball from Hernandez's catcher. Walks De La Cruz. The third walk is issued in the game. And that loads the bases with two away, and I'm not sure Cortez will get to face Yoandy Rivero. Felipe Rojas Jr. out to the mound, points out to the bullpen, and Edward Monroy is coming on with the bases loaded and two outs here in the third. Take a quick break. Nationals lead at 3-0. Bases loaded, though, so stick with us here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Still in the top of the third, it's the Nationals 3 and the Shorebirds nothing. Got ourselves a TechNet call to the bullpen. Edward Monroy comes on for Edgar Cortez, who leaves after 2 2/3 innings. Right now the hook for 3 runs on 6 hits, 3 walks, no strikeouts. But he leaves with the bases loaded and 2 away. He is responsible for each and every runner on base. Edward Monroy will try to leave him there. Monroy, left-handed pitcher, 5'11", 198. Making his 14th appearance. No record, a 9.64 ERA. 18 and 2/3 innings, he's struck out 18, but walked 19. 27 hits, 29 runs, and 20 earned. He's pitching for the first time in 2 weeks. Last appeared on July the 7th against Salem, throwing a third of an inning. Yoandy Rivero, the 9-hole hitter, digs in. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Slider on the outside corner for strike one. Big moment in this game. The Shorebirds want to have any shot getting late. Already down 3-0. Can't afford to go down anymore. Base is loaded. 2 outs. The pitch. And Rivero swings and misses. A changeup. Just off the outside corner. It's 0-2. Rivero hitting just 204 on the season. Has driven in 16. Bases juice, 2 outs. Nationals already lead 3-0 here in the third. The pitch. And Rivero, a soft tapper, back to the backstop. And the count stays at 0-2. So 0-2 on Rivero. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Monroy, letter high set. The kick and the pitch. Slider is down in the dirt. Count moves to 1-2. Outfield straight away for Rivero. Infield straight up. Flagley still out at center. 1-2. Fastball sails high and away. And the count levels at 2-2. 2-2 on Rivero. Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch. And Rivero takes a called strike three. Slider outside corner freezes Rivero. And Monroy comes on and strands the bases loaded. On to the bottom of the third. Shorebirds still trail the Nationals 3-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song. I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the third. Shorebirds still trailing the Nationals 3-0, but could have been way worse. Fred Nats stranded the bases loaded in the top of the inning. Edward Monroy coming in out of the bullpen and leaving them loaded for Edgar Portes, who left after 2 2/3. Lead off Roberto Martinez for the Shorebirds against Pablo Aldonis. And the first pitch fastball misses high for ball one. Martinez switch hitter batting right. Aldonis, the southpaw, to his wind the pitch. And Martinez fouls it off the plate for strike one. Martinez has been very hot of late. Just had a great series at Carolina where he had five doubles. Came into the series with just two. 1-1. Fastball at the knees outside corner. It's 1-2. On the season now, Robbie hitting .250 with a .703 OPS. One homer, eight driven in. 1-2. Swings and fouls it off his foot in the box. Stays alive at a ball and two strikes. First two innings against Aldonis. Shorebirds have struck out four times and just one base runner. Bunt base hit for Michael Deson. 1-2 again. High and away, goes all the way to the backstop. And the count's even at 2-2. Shorebirds waited until the fourth to break out the bats yesterday. Scored two in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth. 2-2. Martinez breaks his bat on a grounder foul down the third base side. Count stays at 2-2. It's a new piece of lumber flipped all the way from the end of the dugout towards the third base side, towards the third base bag, and Martinez all the way up the first base side has managed to catch it. It's pretty slick. 2-2 on Martinez, still leading off the third. Kicking the pitch, and Martinez way late on the fastball. 92 looked like 99 on him. Strikes out swinging, and Aldonis now with five punch outs here tonight. One away here in the third. Brings up the catcher, Brian Hernandez. Hernandez batting ninth. Steps in from the left side. Brian started the season with the Shorebirds, was on the opening day roster. Sent back down to the FCL in mid-June. The pitch. He swings and dribbles it foul down the first base, or third base side, rather. Strike one. 3-0 Nationals, bottom of the third. Well, now nobody on for Hernandez, hitting 161 this year with the Birds. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away. 1-1. Hernandez, 2 homers and 6 driven in. The last game that he played with Delmarva was way back on June the 18th. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away again. It's 2-1. That was the Shorebirds' Saturday night game in Salem back in mid-June. Aldonis from the third base side of the rubber into his wind the pitch. Fastball misses outside for 3, and for the first time tonight, Shorebirds batter has worked a 3-ball count. Aldonis gets his sign, rocks and fires. And Hernandez foul tips it, held onto by Diaz. 3-2. Top of the order, Luis Valdez on deck. Aldonis, black glove, hands together at the belt. Lifts the leg, the pitch, and Hernandez hits it in the air to left center field. Young on the run, the center fielder gets there in the left center alley. Easy play for him. That's the second out here in the third. Lineup flips the top now, and Luis Valdez struck out looking his first time up. Shorebirds, like we mentioned back in the pregame show, in their Flock for a Cure jerseys today that'll be auctioned off after the game. Fred Nats in one of my favorite jerseys that they have. First pitch. Fastball in the inside corner for 1. It's their batting practice tops, which are just regular jerseys, no buttons, but they have their George Washington swinging an axe logo. The pitch. Valdez hits it in the air down the right field line. De La Cruz into the corner. The right fielder puts it away up against the sidewall. Able to hold on to it before crashing into the side padding. And the Birds go down in order here in the third. 3 innings in the books. It's the Nationals 3 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Three innings have come and gone from Purdue Stadium here tonight, and it's the Nationals 3 and the Shorebirds nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on this Saturday night from Salisbury, Maryland. Game 2 of this 3-game set. Shorebirds trying to snap a 7-game losing streak against the Nationals. Avoid back-to-back losses coming out of the All-Star break. Top of the order for the Fred Nats here in the fourth against Edward Monroy, who stranded the bases loaded out of the bullpen to end the third. His first pitch to Young, he tries to push a bunt up the first base side and ends up missing on it. Ended up with just one hand on the bat anyways. Strike 1. Young already 2-for-2. Run scored, 2 singles, 2 stolen bases. Now 31 in the season. 0-1 slider is down and away for 1. Young from the right side, a 7th round pick out of Florida last year. like Brandon Bossier, has now basically spent an entire year with the Frednats. The pitch. Fastball finds the outside edge. And the count's 1-2. Monroy, third base side of the rubber, hides his face with his glove. Now into his wind, a quick pitch, and he fires a slider just a little low. 2-2. Abbreviated leg kick for Monroy. Tried to catch Young napping. Just missed the zone, though. 2-2 on Young. Here's the pitch. And Young, a chopper towards the whole left side of the short hop. It hits off Ben Cosme's glove and into shallow left. Shortstop Romero chases after it and holds Young over at first. It's an error on Ben Cosme, shuffling to his left. Had it bang off his glove. 4th error of the game for the Shorebirds. Brings up Viondel Pena. Switch hitter bats from the right side for the first time. Throw over to first and Young back in with a dive. Frednats have taken full advantage of the Shorebirds' miscues today. 4 errors. Tack on 6 stolen bases as well. Or 5, beg your pardon, 2 caught stealings. Frednats been very aggressive. The pitch, Pena swings and misses. Out in front of a changeup. Strike 1. On the season, the most errors the Shorebirds have committed in one game was 5. That was back on July the 2nd at Fredericksburg. 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner, and Monroy ahead on Pena. 0-2. Pena 0-2 in the game. Three nothing Nationals, top of the 4th. Runner at first, nobody out. 0-2. And Pena takes a called strike 3. Slider at the bottom of the zone, able to scrape. Little paint at the knees. Second strikeout for Monroy. And there's one away here in the 4th. Young still over at first base. For better or for worse, a lot of the Shorebirds' best and worst performances this season have actually come against the Nationals. The most walks that they've allowed in any one game, well, that would be against the Nationals, April 9th, 14. First pitch to Will Frizzell. Slider down the middle for strike 1. Shorebirds also left the most that they've ever left on in any one game, 15 against the Nationals on June the 29th. But Nationals have also left a season high for what the Shorebirds pitching has induced. The pitch. And Frizzell lines it out to center, sinking fast. Trimble has to play it on a couple of hops. Young stops at second. And Will Frizzell with a base hit. He is 1-for-3. Up to second goes Young. 14 left on actually happened last night. Nationals stranded 14 on base, although it ended up not doing the Shorebirds too much good in an 8-6 loss. Brings up the cleanup man, Brandon Bossier. First and second, one out. Nationals lead the Shorebirds 3-0 here in the 4th. The pitch. Bossier takes a fastball on the outside corner. Strike 1. Bossier 1-for-2 for the Nationals tonight with an RBI single that started the scoring back in the 1st. Monroy looks to second. The pitch. Young takes off for third, and Bossier grounds it foul. First base side. That's a huge disservice to Young, but a big play for the Shorebirds as Young had third base stolen. Instead, he goes back to second. Would have been his third stolen base of the game. If you're curious, and maybe a little sadistic, the most stolen bases the Shorebirds have allowed in a game this season was 8. Now it's the Lynchburg Hillcats. The pitch. Bossier takes a slider off the outside corner. It bangs off of Hernandez's mitt all the way to the backstop on the first base side. And the runners take 90 feet on the passed ball. So after the foul ball negated Young's potential steal of third, the Shorebirds go ahead and give him third base anyways. Pitch missed outside for ball one. And the Shorebirds have to bring the infield in again, just like they did last inning. One ball, two strikes. Actually, now the middle infield backs up. And now time called. One and two on Bossier. Second and third, one out. Top of the fourth, Nationals hitting with a 3-0 lead. The pitch. And Bossier takes a slider down low. Two balls, two strikes. Bossier on the season now 37 driven in. RBI single his first time up was a great piece of hitting. It's going the other way. 2-2. Fastball off the outside corner and low. Three balls, two strikes. Monroy hasn't walked anybody out of the bullpen yet. Does have a base open here, but Sammy Infante on deck, who has taken a liking to Monroy this season. He's homered a couple of times off of him. And time at plate called again. Corners in, middle infield back. Second and third, one out. Here's the pitch. And Bossier, a cue ball off the end of the bat. Down the third base side, will stay foul. Dies in the grass. Count stays at 3-2. Bossier taps the plate, two-tone bat, a cherry red barrel and a natural grain handle. The pitch. Sliders down the dirt. Bossier lays off. Monroy walks him. And that loads the bases for Sammy Infante. Infante 0-for-1 with a walk and has stolen three bases. He homered yesterday. He's homered a couple of times this season. Off of Infante. It's hit 16 total on the year. And this feels like a tipping point. First pitch. Slider just a little low. Monroy really needed that call. Doesn't get it. Counts 1-0. Infield back playing for two. Bases loaded, one out, top of the fourth. Nationals hitting with a 3-0 lead. Infante slightly open stands from the right side. The pitch. That slider finds the outside corner. And the count's even at one. Count at 1-1 on Infante. Runners at every base. Monroy high set. The pitch. Misses down and away with an off-speed pitch. Count moves back in Infante's favor, 2-1. And Infante knows Monroy has no intention of trying to come into the zone against him. But if Monroy paints himself into a corner here, less than ideal. 2-1. Fastball misses outside as the light tower behind the right field fence actually just went out. And the Shorebirds pointing it out. And is this the Shorebird Zone version of the Super Bowl at the Superdome? Lights go out. Niners make a comeback. We can dream. No other lights gone out. It's the second light delay that we've had this season, unfortunately. So earlier this season, the two light towers down the first and third baseline went out. And now the light tower out and right is out. And we wait. Well, I can tell you this much. For it to turn back on, it's going to be about 10 minutes. Shorebirds head groundskeeper Oscar Gonzalez goes out to chat with the umpires here to figure out what in the world just happened. So, we really don't know what's going on, but the light is out right now, and presumably it's trying to turn back on. A game that was already moving at a pretty slow pace will now be delayed even further. Well, they said Sammy Infante had light tower power, right? So the umpires and the managers get together here and try to figure out how we turn this thing back on, and I'm going to assume it's involving some flip of a switch. Big moment in this game. The count's 3-1 on Infante. With the bases loaded and one out, top of the fourth, Nationals lead 3-0. So for now, we are in a light delay. How many Shorebirds does it take to change a light bulb? And with these style of lights, which are actually going to be replaced in a couple of years, whether or not we know when that's coming, not sure, but part of the new PDL, the professional development license between Major League Baseball teams and the affiliates, is the need to replace these old style lights with new LED lights, which actually turn on and off far quicker. You might, if you've watched any Shorebirds broadcasts on the road at Fredericksburg or Charleston, they have the LED lights. You can tell because they have the celebrations with the lights whenever somebody hits a homer, after wins, things like that. They can do the light shows. But obviously, these older lights take a long time to turn on. So once they go out like they do here, we've got to wait a good while for them to turn back on. Well, are we going to play on? Kind of looks like we are. So, managers have said, yeah, we think it's safe enough to continue playing. Tell that to Steven Acevedo and Wright, who's right now playing in the dark. But, and the other problem is the fact that we waited 10 minutes to come to this conclusion actually just burned 10 minutes of sunlight. View this 10 minutes ago, and right field is still in sunshine. So Edward Monroy will throw a couple of warm-up pitches here, and then we'll get back to it. It's going to be thrown right back into the fire. Bases loaded, one out, a 3-1 count on Sammy Infante. Shorebirds already down 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. So Infante ready to dig back in against Monroy. Bases loaded, one out, top of the fourth. Monroy high set, the pitch. And Infante takes low, ball four on the other side of the light outage. Monroy walks Infante to force in a run, and it's 4-0 Nationals here in the fourth. Infante, an RBI, his 51st of the season. And the bases stay loaded for Haroldy Diaz, already 1-for-1. The two-run single back in the first. The pitch. Fastball, letter high for strike one. Diaz, a two-run single back in the first, then walked and was caught stealing back in the third. A left-handed batter, batting sixth, doing the catching. The pitch. He swings and drills one out to center. Trimble playing deep, though. Steadies up in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Tagging from third, coming home to score for Zell. Other runners stay put, and the Nationals take a 5-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. So Diaz, a 3-RBI night after he drove in a run a night ago. Now T.J. White, 2-for-2, two singles. Switch hitter, bats from the right side for the first time tonight. Monroy, letter high set, the pitch. Misses high and away with a changeup, ball one. Bossier out at second, Infante over at third. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Monroy fires home, and White takes a fastball up and away. Counts 2-0. Pitch. Fastball is way outside for ball three. And for Monroy, he is just going to wear it tonight until he can hand the baton off to Moises Chassé. Chassé the tandem tonight after Portes winches 2 2/3. It's 3-0 on White, 2 on, 2 out. Here's the pitch. And White swinging away. It's a chopper to third, but Coz Mayfield's next to the bag and then walks over the base to force out Bossier. And end the inning. Fred Nats do score two, though. Load the bases. Sammy Infante, a walk to force in a run. Then Haroldy Diaz with a sack fly. On to the bottom of the fourth. It's Fredericksburg 5 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds with a 5-0 deficit against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Sam Jelinek with you here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds sending 2-3-4 to the plate. Prado, Trimble, and Desone against Pablo Aldonis. Aldonis, so far through 3 innings, has allowed just 1 hit, struck out 5. Prado from the right side digs in, and the first pitch to him is a fastball high for ball one. Prado struck out his first time up. Aldonis, third base out of the rubber, goes into his windup. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball misses high and tight for ball two. Aldonis at just 38 pitches through the first three. Prado finds his average down at 302 now, or 202, beg your pardon, a 600 even OPS. The pitch, fastball on the inside corner, 2-1. Prado has hit a little bit of a snag going into the All-Star break and now coming out of it. Here's the pitch. Prado swings and pops it up over top the Fred Nats dugout. First base side. Oh, no, and it drills a fan right in the head, and somehow she stays on her feet. Walks it off like a champ. How are you standing after that? Kudos to her. Man, 2-2. Prado swings and misses for strike three, and Prado falls now to 0 for his last 14. Sixth strikeout for Aldonis. But somehow a fan walking down the concourse took that pop up right to the noggin. And in stride, didn't miss a beat. Man, that is some kind of wherewithal, the pitch. Reed Trimble takes a breaking ball off the outside corner for ball one. See something new every night at the ballpark. The 1-0. Breaking ball just off the inside corner for ball two. Trimble struck out his first time up, now 2-for-5 in his return to the Shorebirds this season. Switch hitter bats right the pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball three. Aldonis with the 6 strikeouts tonight. Matches the 6 that he threw against Augusta prior to the All-Star break. 3-0 to Trimble. He takes, it's high, ball four, and Aldonis issues his first walk of the game. One out base runner for the Shorebirds. Snaps a string of what had been 8 in a row retired by Aldonis. So that brings up the cleanup man, Michael Desone. Dropped down a bunt base hit his first time up. First pitch. Desone takes a fastball, belt high, outside corner for strike one. Aldonis leans in, dangles the ball in his left hand, arm away from his body. One out, Trimble at first, the pitch. Fastball just off the inside corner, 1-1. Shorebirds down 5-0, last of the fourth. Trying to get anything going offensively against Aldonis. 1-1. Desone waves through a high fastball. Up and out of the zone. 1-2. Frederick Benkozme on deck. Trimble at first takes his lead. Aldonis comes set. The 1-2. And Desone takes a called strike three. Fastball in the inside corner. Desone stumbled to get out of the way of it. Steve Cray still rings him up. That's 7 for Aldonis. Now a season high for him. So here's Frederick Benkozme. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Trimble still at first, 2 outs. Shorebirds batting here in the fourth, down 5-0. And Benkozme swings the first pitch, lines it into left center. That falls for a base hit. Trimble trying to go first to third, and he'll get to third without a play. The throw goes back into center from, or back into second from the center fielder Young. And Benkozme, a base hit, puts him out of the corners with 2 away for Noel Bert Romero. And on the first night, we lit one candle and one light has come back on in right field as the Shorebirds offense may be following suit and coming alive as well. And now 2. They said we had enough oil for one game and one game only. The pitch to Romero is cut on and missed for strike one. We will tell the story of the light coming back on just enough power here at Purdue Stadium to our grandchildren, and they'll tell it to their grandchildren. 0-1. Romero swings, hits it high in the air to center. Young started in. Traces back now, still backing up, and he puts it away to retire the side and turn out the lights on the Shorebirds here in the fourth. On to the fifth. It's the Nationals 5 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the fifth, Shorebirds trailing the Nationals 5-0 here on Saturday night from Purdue Stadium. Sam Zelenik with you. Game two out of the All-Star break for the Shorebirds, trying to avoid their second consecutive loss. 8-9-1 due up for the Fred Bats against Edward Monroy, who allowed two unearned runs last inning. Stays on for the fifth, and Moises Chassé has now stood up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. I think he'll start warming once this inning, half inning that is, comes to a close. Christopher De La Cruz leads it off. He walked his last time up, 0 for 1 overall. Left-handed batter against the lefty Monroy. Edward from the full wind with nobody on. Here's the pitch. And the fastball misses high and away. Ball one. De La Cruz, a slightly open stance. High Red Sox, the 1-0. He swings and lines it into right field. That's down for a base hit towards the alley. Right fielder Acevedo cuts it off and throws it back in. And De La Cruz with his first hit here of the game. 1-for-2. He is aboard to begin the inning now for Yoander Rivero. 0-for-2, reached on an error and was caught stealing back in the second. Struck out looking to end the third, the first batter Monroy faced. Struck him out with the bases loaded. First pitch, Rivero swings and punches it out of play, first base side. No balls, one strike. Middle infield at double play depth. Shorebirds haven't turned two yet in the series. And at first, nobody out. Monroy letter high set. The pitch. Fastball misses high. One ball, one strike. Get you a Birdland update real quick. Going to the bottom of the fourth at Camden Yards. It's the Yankees 3 and the Orioles nothing. Aaron Judge with yet another double. He's now 6-for-9. 6 driven in against the Orioles this series. 1-1 is fouled back and out of play. De La Cruz was off and running from first, so he'll head back to the base. Count 1-2 on Rivero. Jordan Lyles trying to eat innings, and the Yankees making it very, very tough sledding. 2-2. It's already gone final from Richmond down in the Birdland minor league ranks. Bowie with a 3-2 win over the Flying Squirrels. Drew Rahm is sixth win. 1-2. Rivero punches on the ground towards the whole left side. Romero diving stop. It's short, but when he gets up, has no play. Everybody's safe, and it's an infield single for De La Cruz. Or for Rivero, beg your pardon. And now runners at first and second with nobody out. So men at first and second and nobody out now for the top of the order and Jacob Young. Young, 2-for-3, has scored twice, stolen two bases. Left on right matchup, the pitch. Breaking ball, misses high and away for ball one. Top of the seventh from Durham. Norfolk right now on top of the Bulls, 8-6. 1-0. And Young fouls it back just over the top of the net. Onto the concourse. One ball, one strike. Kyle Stowers with his 16th homer of the season. Part of a 6-run third for the Tides. Then Aberdeen trails Greenville 6-4. That's going into the fifth. 1-1. And Young fouls it back again. This time staying right on top of the backstop. One ball, two strikes. Shorebirds down 5-0, top of the fifth. First and second, nobody out. Nationals threatening again. And time called to the plate. Monroy wants to go through the signs again. First and second for the Fred Dance, nobody out. Top of the fifth, Young at the plate. Monroy the set, here's the pitch. Runner goes from second, and Young fouls it back. And Rivero turns tail, or De La Cruz, beg your pardon, turns tail back to second. Rivero from first also took off once he saw De La Cruz running. Still 1-2 on Young. First and second, nobody out. The pitch. And Young foul tips it in and out of Hernandez's mitt. Goes to the backstop. The at-bat continues. Monroy now at 45 pitches. Orioles, or Shorebirds rather, hoping that Monroy can get through the fifth here before handing the ball to Chassé. One, two. And Young lines it the other way into right center. Acevedo, though, a good read. And the right fielder comes down with it. The right center alley. Runners stay put in the first out of the inning recorded. So one out, runners still at first and second. That brings up Vian Del Peña, one of... actually, the only Fred Dant not to reach base here tonight. Pena 0-for-3. Switch hitter stands in from the left side, or right side rather, against the lefty Monroy. Struck out swinging his last, or looking his last time up against Monroy. First and second, one out. Here's the pitch. And Pena takes a fastball up and away. One ball, no strikes. Shorebirds already down 5-0. Top five. Nationals at the plate with two on, one out. The pitch. Pena takes down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so this is Monroy's mess to get out of. 2-0. And Pena fouls it back just over the netting up into the Hardball Cafe. Two balls, one strike. Some other news around Birdland from tonight. Orioles coming to terms with a couple of draft picks, at least officially. Jackson Holliday, apparently they're still waiting on his physical to make that one official, but Judd Fabian and Dylan Beavers. Compensation round A and B selections came to terms. Basically at full slot for both of them. Beavers slightly under and Fabian at full slot. Had their official press conferences at Camden Yards today. 2-1. And Pena rips it on one hop to short. Romero fields in the backhand, goes to second, a one over to first in time for a 6-4-3 double play. Just what Edward Monroy needed, and the Shorebirds get out of the fifth with no damage. On to the last of the fifth, we're halfway home. It's the Fred Nats 5 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
Is this real life?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Halfway home, and the Shorebirds trail the Nationals 5-0. But maybe some positive momentum after a 6-4-3 double play gets the Birds out of a jam in the top of the inning. First pitch from Pablo Aldonis to Steven Acevedo. His fastball down and in for ball one. 7-8-9 due up for the Shorebirds. Acevedo leading it off. Flied out to center his first time up. The pitch. Acevedo swings and skies it to shallow left. TJ White in a couple of steps and the left fielder puts it away for the first out here in the fifth. Shorebirds had their first scoring opportunity against Aldonis last inning. First and third with two away, but Noelbert Romero flied out to medium deep center. Shorebirds have had just three base runners tonight. Two singles and a walk. Aldonis the wind in the first pitch to Roberto Martinez. He swings and dribbles it to the backstop for strike one. Martinez struck out swinging his first time up. Switch hitter bats right. 0-1. Fastball up and in, but it came off the knob of Martinez's bat to flex the backstop, and the count's 0-2. Moises Chassé now throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he'll come on when we go to the sixth. 0-2. Fastball up and in again. This one bends Martinez back and out of the box. One ball, two strikes. Aldonis, the lefty, fires home. And Martinez takes just off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Five nothing Nationals, bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds hitting. Base is empty, one out. Aldonis the rock, here it comes. And Martinez chops it foul, third base side. Two balls, two strikes, it stays. Two-two again. Fastball misses up high. And Martinez has worked it full. Nobody up out in the Fred Nats bullpen, nor would they need to have anybody up. Aldonis at just 60 pitches. 3-2. Martinez takes just a little bit low. Ball four. Second walk issued by Aldonis. And Martinez aboard at first with one away for the catcher, Brian Hernandez. Hernandez fly to center his first time up. 0 for 1 in the game. Left on left matchup. First pitch. Big swing and a miss. Hernandez can't catch up to the fastball. Strike one. Open stance from the left side of the pitch. And Hernandez takes a fastball on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. Fred Nats have a little help out in the bullpen here today as they've received both Will Harris and Reed Garrett from their parent club, the Nationals, on MLB rehab assignments. 0-2 misses up and away for ball one. They're expected to throw later today in this one. So if the Shorebirds don't score against Aldonis, I'm not quite sure it's going to get much easier the rest of the way. That's saying something, given that Aldonis has thrown four shutout tonight. The pitch, Hernandez a chopper foul, first base side. One ball, two strikes. Top of the order is on deck. Luis Valdez. The pitch, Hernandez swings and misses, flails away at a breaking ball down and away. Aldonis strikes him out, his eighth of the game, and there's two away here in the fifth. Martinez still at first, now two away. Bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds batting, trailing 5-0. Luis Valdez, switch hitter, bats right, and swings the first pitch and misses. Down the dirt, 0-1. Valdez has been punched out looking and fly to right. It's deep into the right field corner, actually foul territory, when Christopher De La Cruz reeled it in right in front of the sidewall. 0-1. Valdez takes up and away for ball one, and it was a similar play. Reminiscing about prior to the start of this series with Christopher Cespedes back on the Shorebirds roster. Cespedes had basically the same exact play, except the ball hit off his glove, kicked off the sidewall. The pitch, Valdez takes up and in for ball two. And then Cespedes went head over heels over the sidewall, completely tumbled over it. And with the ball still clanging about in the corner, Kevin Strohschein, the batter for Fredericksburg, ran all around the bases and scored. 2-1. Valdez swings and misses, strike two, but he was almost thrown out of the plate by Cespedes, who climbed back over the wall, picked up the baseball, and in a Yoenis Cespedes-like throw, arced it all the way from the right field corner 300 feet away to the plate, with Strohschein still beating. 2-2, Martinez runs from first, and Valdez lines it out to center, but that's right at Young. A couple of steps back, and the center fielder puts the squeeze on it for the final out here in the fifth. Shorebirds get a one-out walk and leave them at first. On to the sixth, it's the Nationals 5 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22-game mini-plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
for late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, Shorebird still trailing the Frednets 5-0. TechNet called the bullpen leads off the frame. Moises Chassé takes over for Edward Monroy. Monroy went 2 1/3 innings out of the bullpen, allowed just 2 unearned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Hands the ball to Chassé here for the sixth. His first pitch to Will Frizzell, or Frizzell, beg your pardon, is down low for ball one. Brendan Collins has started to warm out in the Nationals bullpen, so it looks like Pablo Aldonis might be done after 5 shutout again. 1-0 from Chassé to Frizzell, misses outside for ball two. Frizzell 1-for-3 tonight, a single and a run scored his last time up. Left-handed batter, the 2-0, and he swings and blasts it deep down the right field line, but that hooks foul. Strike one. Chassé activated off the IL earlier today. He is 0-3 with a 6.57 ERA, making his first appearance in exactly a month. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. Chassé pulls the string. It's 2-2. Chassé was in the middle of 3 2/3 no-hit innings against the Lynchburg Hillcats a month ago, back in June. 2-2. Swung on and grounded to first, surrounding it Martinez. The first baseman will take it to the bag himself to retire Frizzell for the first out here in the sixth. But Chassé in the middle of that outing threw a pitch home, hyperextended his left knee, had to come out of the game. A month later, he's finally feeling better again, fit to go. And we'll see whether or not he can build upon those 3 2/3 no-hit innings that he threw a month ago. First pitch to Brandon Bossier is a fastball just off of the inside corner for ball one. Bossier, left-handed batter. 1-for-2 out of the cleanup spot with an RBI single. Swings of the 1-0 and comes up empty out in front of a changeup. 1-1. Chassé, 24 2/3 innings this season. 1-1. Fastball is down in the dirt for ball two. Struck out 32, walked 19. Came out guns blazing. His first two outings went 8 shutout innings. Struck out 12, walked 5. But ever since then, he's just never been the same. Has had 2 IL stints. 2-1. Fastball just a little high. 3-1. One IL stint from May the 10th through May the 19th or 29th for an arm issue. And obviously from his last outing against Lynchburg until now for his leg. 3-1. And Bossier swings and misses. Good off speed pitch down and in. And the count's 3-2. One out, nobody on, top of the sixth. Shorebirds trail the Frednats 5-0. Chassé into his wind, the pitch. And he spikes a breaking ball out in front of the plate. Bossier not exactly interested in that. Chassé walks him, and there's a man aboard with one away. Chassé's walks have never come in huge amounts of numbers in any one game. They've just been terribly consistent. He's walked 3 batters on 4 separate occasions this season. That's half of his outings. Now Sammy Infante, first pitch to him, is a fastball just a little high for ball one. Man at first, one out. Shorebirds trailing the Nationals 5-0. Top of the sixth, and Infante at the plate for the Freddats. 0 for 1, 2 walks, the pitch. Fastball's down the middle for strike one. Infante walked to force home a run back in the fourth. Walked and scored in the first. 1-1 is a breaking ball down and away. Two balls, one strike. He's also stolen three bases, giving him 12 on the season. Bossier at first, the 2-1. Fastball tails back to the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Infante hits a dribbler off his hands to the backstop. Manages to stay alive. Count remains at 2-2. Couple of finals across the Carolina League already. Mudcats and the Wood Ducks. Chasse, a long hold, now the pitch. And Infante takes low. Counts full. Mudcats a 3-1 win. Henry Mendez a leadoff homer in the first. Salem a 3-2 winner over Lynchburg. Juan Daniel Encarnacion picking up the win for the Red Sox. Columbia a 6-5 win with 2 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th to complete the comeback after trailing 5-3. And time called the plate. Fonte steps out. Top of the eighth from Charleston. River Dogs getting beat up by the Pelicans. It's Myrtle Beach 10 and Charleston 3. Top of the seventh from Kannapolis. 4-3 Cannonballers over the Woodpeckers. The pitch. And Fonte lasers one out to center, but coming in for it, Trimble able to put it away towards the right center gap for the second out of the inning. Was hit hard, but Trimble able to get there in time to put it away. Two outs. Brings up Geraldy Diaz, man at first, two outs. Shorebirds trailing the Nationals 5-0, top of the sixth. First pitch to Diaz, misses down and in for ball one. Throw over to first, and Bossier back in with a dive. Bossier walked with one away, still at first. Now with two outs, and Diaz at the plate. One for one on the night. Two-run single, a walk, and a sacrifice fly. Now in comes the shortstop, Noelbert Romero, to kick the dirt out of his spikes. A lot of humidity in the air. And the field getting a little muddy. It's 1-0 on Diaz. 5-0 Nationals, top of the sixth, the pitch. And Diaz fouls it back to the top of the net. One ball, one strike. Series wraps up tomorrow. Shorebirds right now looking like they'll be playing to avoid a series sweep. 5:05 first pitch, Darlin Alcantara gets the start for the Shorebirds against Jackson Rutledge. For the Freddats, 1-1. Diaz flares it in the air out of play. Left field side. One ball, two strikes. Ball and two strikes on Diaz. Bossier at first. The pitch. And Diaz swings and misses, and Moises Chasse, in his first inning back off the IL, posts a scoreless sixth, punctuating it with a strikeout. On to the bottom of the sixth, it's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Home half of the sixth, Shorebirds still trailing the Nationals 5-0. Birds now coming to bat against Brendan Collins, taking over for Pablo Aldonis on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Aldonis goes 5 scoreless innings, running now his scoreless inning streak out to 10 to begin his time with the Frednats. Elio Prado leads it off against Collins, and his first pitch is a fastball down low as Prado, checked his swing, and Trey Jester says he went around for strike one. Prado 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts, now 0 for his last 14. Collins, right-handed pitcher, works on the stretch with nobody on the pitch. Breaking ball, down and away goes the backstop. 1-1. Collins making his 17th appearance. His 9th out of the bullpen. 3-1 with a 4.63 ERA. 44 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 59 and walked 22. The pitch. Fastball is fired outside for ball two. Collins was a 17th round pick of the Nationals last year out of UNC Greensboro. 22 years old at Olney, Maryland. The pitch. Prado swings and hits it on the ground to second, right at Pena. Vacuums it up, throws to first, and retires Prado for the first out here in the sixth. So one out, nobody on, and that brings up Reed Trimble. Trimble 0 for 1 with a walk his last time up. Switch hitter gets to flip around to the left side after taking his first two plate appearances from the right. First pitch on its way to Trimble. Collins waits, now throws, and Trimble flares it out of play, third base side for strike one. Trimble, high black socks, two-tone bat, natural grain barrel, black handle. Slightly open stance. Collins from the belt, the pitch. And the breaking ball is in at the top of the zone. No balls, two strikes. Collins, obviously from Maryland, grew up rooting for the Nationals out in Montgomery County, and now Reed Trimble has been rung up on strikes. I swore it didn't leave the batter's box, but evidently took too much time. One thing I'm curious about is if down at the FCL level where Reed rehabbed, if they have the pitch clock going on there. I don't think they do. First pitch to Mishael De Sohn coming home. And it's a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. So, two up, two down for Collins. Now De Sohn, the cleanup man. He's one for two with a bunt single. 5-0 Nationals, bottom of the sixth. And the pitch, it's hit hard on the ground to second, but Pena, a step to his right, is able to scoop it up and throw to first to retire De Sohn for the final out here in the sixth. On to the seventh, and it's the Nationals 5 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh from Purdue Stadium, it's the Nationals 5 and the Shorebirds nothing. T.J. White lead off for the Fred Napkins. Moises Chassé, first pitch is in for a strike, and the second just a little low for ball one. It looks like Will Harris is warming up out in the Fred Nats bullpen, as unfortunately for us, the 1-1, White takes a fastball up and away for ball two. We were never given a roster with both Will Harris and Reed Garrett actually on it and what numbers they'd be wearing, so we're just taking a stab in the dark here. 2-1. Breaking ball in the outside corner. It's two balls, two strikes. White, 2-for-3 tonight. Two singles. Switch hitter, bats left. And I've seen Will Harris pitch enough at the major league level. 2-2. White takes down low for ball three. That looks like his motion. 7-8-9 due on for the Fred Nats here in the seventh against Chassé, who threw a scoreless sixth, his first out of the bullpen. 3-2. Slider misses down and in. Easy take for White, and Chassé walks the leadoff man here in the seventh. Brings up Christopher De La Cruz. He's 1-for-2. He singled his last time up. First pitch fastball misses up and in under his arms. Ball one. Fred Nats with 3 in the first, 2 more in the fourth. Sprinted out to a 5-0 lead. 1-0 fastball misses just outside for ball two. Shorebirds offensively have barely gotten anything going tonight. Two singles, two walks, that's it. Chassé high set, the 2-0. And it's fouled back, 2-1. Shorebirds bullpen, I think, about to activate again. Hector Perez is due to throw the final two innings tonight. But Chassé on a pretty strict pitch limit here, probably about 45. It's Alejandro Mendez stands up and starts limbering. White at first, nobody out, the 2-1. Swung on, foul tipped, held onto by the catcher Hernandez. Two balls, two strikes. So Mendez starts throwing out the Shorebirds bullpen with Chassé at 32 pitches. White at first, nobody out. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball up in the zone. And Chassé with his second strikeout of the night. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Yoandre Rivero. Rivero, 1-for-3. Reached on an error, struck out looking, and singled his last time up. Right-handed batter, Chassé's pitch. And Rivero foul tips it, held onto by Hernandez. Strike one. Oh, 1. And Rivero shoots it the other way under the feet of the runner at first, White, as he scampers out of the way and then makes his way to second on the line shot. And Rivero safe at first on a base hit. Acevedo gets it in from right as he makes White dance out of the way. And there's men at first and second with one away now for the top of the order. Jacob Young striding in. Catcher Hernandez makes a quick visit out to the mound. Young, 2-for-4 tonight, has scored twice, stolen two bases. Lined out to right his last time up. First and second, one out. Nationals now with 10 hits in the game. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Fastball misses up and in. 1-0. And Young swings and fouls it back just off the glass of the press box and back down into the hands of a waiting fan down below. So the count 1-1 on Young. First and second, one out. Valdez holds the runner close at second, the pitch. And the breaking ball is popped up. Back and out of play, first base side. One ball, two strikes. Sun is completely set here on the eastern shore just past 9 o'clock. The lights that had gone out in right field have now come fully back on, playing under fully powered lights here tonight. The 1-2, and Young spoils another one out of play right field side. Count remains at 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Young. The pitch. He swings and hits a one-hopper out to short. Romero fields, bobbles, flips to second, and that's the only out he'll get. If he gets rid of that baseball clean, that's a 6-4-3 double play because of how hard that ball was hit. Instead, it's men in the corners and now two away for Viandel Pena. After all, I imagine that Young will be itching to run here. Young already two stolen bases tonight, trying to match his teammate Infante, who has three. Viandel Pena, the batter, here's the pitch. Young runs. It's a fastball up and away. And Young takes second without a play. Third stolen base of the night for Jacob Young. Up to 32 on the season. One-oh. Pena swings and swats it back and out of play. One ball, one strike. Pena 0 for 4, hit into a 6-4-3 double play his last time up. One. Pena swings and lofts it high in the air to left. Prado wanders in a couple of steps, camps under it, and the left fielder puts it away for the final out here in the seventh. Chassé strands two more aboard here in the seventh, posts another scoreless frame. On to the bottom of the seventh, time to stretch. It's the Nationals 5 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is air ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch onto the bottom of the seventh. It's the Nationals 5 and the Shorebirds nothing. TechNet call to the bullpen. It kicks off the frame, and it's a relatively special one, even though it's against the Shorebirds. Major League rehabber Will Harris takes over on the mound for the Fred Nats. Replaces Brendan Collins, who threw a 1-2-3 sixth, striking out one. So Harris rehabbing a pec injury. Comes and pitches here with the Fred Nats on Saturday night from Salisbury, Maryland. Frederick Bencozme leads it off against him. Harris, right-handed pitcher, 6'4", 234, 37 years old. The first pitch to Bencozme, fastball at the top of the zone for strike one. Harris signed by the Nationals after the 2019 season, after the Nationals actually beat Harris's Houston Astros in the 2019 World Series. With, oddly enough, Harris's 0-1. Breaking ball and a little dribbler back to the mound. Harris off the bump, picks it up, and flips it to first to retire Bencozme on two pitches here to open the seventh. It was Harris who ended up giving up the series-clinching homer to Howie Kendrick off the right field foul pole as the Nationals went into Minute Maid Park and won the World Series in seven games. Harris then signed with the Nationals. This year he's thrown six innings at the big league level, 0-1 with a 9-even ERA. First pitch to Noelbert Romero. He swings and bounces it back to the middle and into center for a base hit. And Romero's got that in his back pocket for the rest of his life. A base hit off of a big leaguer. It's 1-for-3 tonight. Actually, for Harris, he hasn't pitched in the big leagues yet this season. Injury has held him out the entire season. Harris, the last year, throwing just six innings over eight games. Man at first, one out. That brings up Steven Acevedo. He's 0-for-2. Harris's pitch, fastball, misses just up and in for ball one. And with Harris making an official Major League rehab appearance here, pitch clock is turned off. And Harris is given Major League Baseballs to use as opposed to the minor league balls. 1-0. Acevedo takes just a little low. 2-0. Harris has been a stalwart out of the bullpen for a long time now. All-star back in 2016 with the Astros, we went 1-2 with a 2.25 ERA over 64 innings. From the belt is 2-0. And Acevedo fouls it back and out of play. 2-1. Shorebirds will see another major leaguer in rehab later in this one. It'll be Reed Garrett, also up with the Nationals, due to pitch later tonight. 5-0, Fred Nats, last of the seventh. No Albert Romero over at first. There is the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. Ball three. First time back pitching the minors, rehab or otherwise, for Harris since 2017. Pitched at three levels down in the Astro system that year. Rehab work as well. 3-1. And Acevedo reaching for it, pops it up, back and out of play. And the count's full 3-2. That year, Harris made three different stops at High A, Double A, and Triple A. That was Bowie's Creek, Corpus Christi, and Fresno. 3-2 on Acevedo. Harris from the belt lifts the leg. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo hits it in the air out to right field. De La Cruz started back, now racing in, loses the hat, and puts it away full speed ahead for the second out here in the seventh. So two away now here in the last of the seventh. The Nationals still leading the Shorebirds 5-0. Roberto Martinez strides in. Switch hitter gets his first shot from the left side tonight. Had been 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk from the left side. Harris looks in for his sign. Romero at first, two outs. Shorebirds trying to dig their way out of a 5-0 hole. The pitch. And Martinez lines it foul down the right field side for strike one. Caught somewhere in between Romero and Martinez. And, well, I guess toss the two together, Ramirez comes out, which, fair enough. So 0-1 on Roberto Martinez. Harris drafted way back in 2006. Ninth round at LSU by the Rockies. Team he originally came up with back in 2012. 0-1 on Martinez. Harris ready. Now the pitch. And Martinez takes a fastball high at 89 for strike one. Or for ball one, beg your pardon. One. Little check swing, and Martinez nubs it foul, first base side. One ball, two strikes. Officially for Harris, it was thoracic outlet syndrome, and has sidelined him here over the past year. 1-2. Fastball called strike three, freezes Martinez. He's down looking, and Will Harris throws a scoreless seventh here for the Fred Nats in his rehab stint. On to the eighth, it's the Nationals 5 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth from Salisbury. It's the Fred Nats 5 and the Shorebirds nothing. TechNet call to the bullpen kicks off the frame, as well as a number of other changes. Hector Perez takes over for Moises Chassé after Chassé throws two scoreless innings, strikes out two, walks two, and walks and allows one hit. So Perez on, and then also defensively, Reed Trimble has come out of the game, replaced by Aronson Plasencia, who plays second now, and Luis Valdez shifts into center. First pitch from Perez to Will Frizzell is a fastball in for a called strike. 3-4-5 due up for the Fred Nats against Perez. Hector 1-0 with a 1.69 ERA. The righty fires home, and the splitter is just off the outside corner for ball one. 14 strikeouts, 11 walks for Perez. He threw on the final day before the All-Star break, throwing a scoreless inning, striking out one. 1-1. Fastball is down the dirt for ball two. Frizzell 1-for-4 tonight. Singled and scored back in the fourth. Fredericksburg still sporting a 5-0 lead. We've been locked at that score since back in the fourth. The pitch. Fastball misses up and away. 3-1. Reed Garrett warming up out in the bullpen for the Fred Nats, as he'll be the second major league reliever to come in. 3-1 fastball is just a little outside. I don't know. Ball four. And Frizzell walks to open up the eighth. Eighth walk of the game issued by Shorebirds pitching after they gave up 12 last night. Brings up Brandon Bossier, the cleanup man. It's 1-for-2 with two walks. Swings the first pitch and fouls it away for strike one. Bossier from the left side against the righty Perez. 6-3, 223. The pitch. And he lines it the other way towards the corner. That's down for a base hit. Prado cuts it off before the wall, stopping at second for Frizzell. That's a great play by Prado, holding Frizzell at second and Bossier to just a single. But there's men at first and second now with nobody out for Sammy Infante. Nationals now with 11 hits in the ballgame. Now Sammy Infante, 0-for-2, two walks, three stolen bases. Stands in. 16 homers in the season. He's driven in now 51. Right-handed batter, and the first pitch fastball misses just a little inside for ball one. First and second, nobody out. The pitch. And Infante rifles one deep into the left field corner. That's down for a base hit. And one hops off the wall. Prado plays it. The throw goes to third. Here comes Bossier, and he's just in. Frizzell comes in to score. Pozier goes first to third, and Sammy Infante safe at second with an RBI double, and it's 6-0 Nationals here in the seventh, or here in the eighth, beg your pardon. Really nicely played by Prado in left, nearly got Bossier at third. But Infante with the second RBI of the night. Now 52 on the season. And it's 6-0 Fredericksburg here in the eighth. Brings up Geraldi Diaz. Corners now play in for the Shorebirds. Middle infield back. Diaz 1-for-3 with 3 driven in. The pitch. Diaz swings and grounds it off the first base dugout. Strike one. Diaz from the left side, slightly open stance. Outfield straight away, the pitch. And he swings and lines it out to second over the leap of Plasencia. And on into right for a base hit. One run scores, and Fonte holds at third. 3 straight hits for the Fred Nats. Diaz drives in his fourth of the night. And it's Fredericksburg 7 and Elmarva nothing here in the eighth. Men at the corners now, and still nobody out for T.J. White. Perez on a slightly modified rehab assignment of his own. The way Felipe Rojas Jr. explained it to me is basically because Hector didn't sign until late May. Here's T.J. White, switch hitter batting left. The pitch. Splitter misses up and away for ball one. Because he didn't sign until so late and is more of a triple-A or quad-A major league level caliber pitcher, it's essentially here at the Shorebirds over the past 6 to 8 weeks as spring training. The pitch. Fastball is just a little low. 2-0. So that's how Hector essentially treats it day in and day out, is just getting his work in and making sure he's getting ready to get back to the higher levels. 2-0. White takes. Off speed on the outside corner. 2-1. And White fouls it back and out of play. High up and over the net. 2 balls, 2 strikes. First and third, nobody out here in the eighth. 4 straight have reached to open the inning. 2 have scored. Nationals now lead at 7-0. 2-2. And White rifles one to second. Speared by Plasencia. Throws back to first. That's a double play. Not exactly conventional, but a 4-3 line drive double play. And just like that, there's 2 outs here in the eighth. That baseball was tattooed by White. The name it had tattooed on it was Aaronson Plasencia. First pitch to Christopher De La Cruz is in the dirt for ball one. And Plasencia able to grab it, throw back to first, double off Diaz. So now only Infante at third and 2 away for De La Cruz, the 8-hole hitter. It's 1-for-3, the pitch. Checks his swing, splitter misses low. Perez throws his hands up in the air. He doesn't know where that pitch is missing. And I'm sorry, Hector, I don't have the answer for you either. Perez high set, the pitch. Splitter misses, or fastball misses low. 3-0. Fastball on the outside half. Strike one. And at third, 2 outs. The 3-1. And De La Cruz hits it in the air out of play. Third base side. Counts full, 3-2. So a full count on De La Cruz. And Infante over at third, two outs. Two runs in for the Fred Nats in the eighth. 7-0 Nationals. 3-2. And De La Cruz floats it out to left. Prado in a couple of steps. Left fielder camps under it and puts it away for the final out here in the eighth. Fred Nats score two more times, extend the lead. On to the bottom of the eighth, it's Fredericksburg 7, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom half of the eighth. Here from Salisbury, Shorebirds now trailing the Nationals 7-0, being out hit 13-3, and it's going to continue to be difficult as a second Major League rehabber comes on for the Fred Nats tonight. Reed Garrett replaces Will Harris on this Tech Nat call to the bullpen. Harris throws a scoreless seventh, allowing a hit, striking out one. Garrett comes on. 6'2", 196-pound righty, was drafted back in the 16th round out of VMI, the Virginia Military Institute. Garrett actually was born in Henrico, Virginia, right now on the 15-day IL, the biceps injury. This year with the Nationals, 0-1 in six games and 8.22 ERA. Works in the stretch with nobody on. Brian Hernandez leads it off, and the pitch. Fastball outside for ball one. Remember, should his spot come up here in the inning, Reed Trimble's three-hole spot is now occupied by Aaronson Placencia. Hernandez 0-2 tonight. The 1-0. Hernandez a big swing and a miss at a fastball up and out of the zone. 1-1. Garrett, 7 2/3 innings with the big league club this year. Struck out 4, walked 7. 1-1, misses down and away for ball 2. Has actually spent the majority of his time this season with AAA Rochester. Now in their second year as the AAA affiliate of the Nationals. 2-1. And Hernandez, a chopper back to the middle. That sneaks into center for a leadoff single. Young throws it back into second, and Hernandez 1-for-3 in his return to the lineup. Lineup flips the top now, and Luis Valdez 0-for-3 tonight is hitless in the series. Actually did have a hit yesterday, but barely. Fly ball that dropped in after a miscommunication. So one hit in the series won't sell him short. Shorebirds down 7-0 in bottom of the eighth. Hernandez at first. The pitch. Valdez takes the fastball at 95 up and away for ball one. Valdez switch hitter batting left. against Reed Garrett, 40-man roster member for the Nationals. 1-0, breaking balls on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Garrett has had a long and winding journey to the Nationals org. 16th round pick back in 2014 by Texas. Never made it to the big leagues with the Rangers. The pitch, swing and a miss. 95 straight by Valdez for strike two. Eventually made it to the big leagues in 2019 with Detroit. 2019, appeared in 13 games. 1-2. And Valdez, a three-hopper out to short. Rivero fields, goes to second himself, and then airmails the relay throw to first into the Fred Nats dugout. So fielder's choice, Hernandez out. E6 on Rivero with Valdez going to second. After pitching in the majors in 2019 with Detroit, Garrett then caught on with the Cebu Lions of the Nippon Professional Baseball League, Japan's major league equivalent. He went 3-2 there. A 3.10 ERA. Pitched really well out of the bullpen. First pitch to Elio Prano was a fastball up and in. Ball one, and that brought him back stateside where the Nationals picked him up prior to this season. Spent 2 years with the Cebu Lions, 2020 and 2021. 1-0. Prado takes a breaking ball just a little low. 2-0. Prado 0 for 3 tonight, 0 for his last 15. Shorebirds down 7-0, last of the eighth. 2-0. And Prado, a grounder to third, back of the bag. Infante Glove sets his feet, throws to first for the second out of the inning. Bossier thought it was the third, so that allows Valdez to actually go and take third. He was off and running on the throw across. Wouldn't have gotten him anyways. But Valdez advances to third on Prado's ground down. And now with two away, that brings up Aaronson Plasencia. Plasencia, a defensive replacement for the second straight day for Trimble. Got one at-bat in the ninth inning yesterday and struck out. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Plasencia with the Shorebirds this season, hitting 139, a 301 OPS. Right-handed hitter. Valdez at third, two out. Kick and the pitch. And Plasencia lines one out to left. On comes White, and he makes a knee-high catch to retire Plasencia for the final out here in the eighth. Reed Garrett throws a scoreless eighth. On to the ninth, it's the Nationals 7 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board.
Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds still trailing the Nationals 7-0. Hector Perez back out to the mound for the Shorebirds, hoping for a scoreless ninth after giving up two runs in the eighth. 9-1 and 2, due up. Yoander Rivera leads it off. He is 2-for-4 with two singles. Right on right matchup, and the first pitch is a fastball down and away for ball one. Perez from the stretch with nobody on. Kicks and deals, and Rivera pops it up. Foul ground down the first baseline. Martinez looking over his shoulder, and the first baseman puts it away on the warning track in front of the tarp for the first out here in the ninth. Looks like Marlon Perez is loosening out in the Fred Nats bullpen. Reed Garrett done after an inning. T and Will Harris combined for two scoreless. The MLB rehabbers. Top of the order now, Jacob Young. 2-for-5 tonight, has scored twice, stolen two bases. And the first pitch to him misses down and away for ball one. Fred Nats, 7 runs on 13 hits. Shorebirds, no runs, 4 hits. 4 errors, the pitch. Fastball misses low for ball two. Outfield shades Young the other way, the pitch. Fastball misses inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Tomorrow, series finale. Shorebirds looking like they'll try to fend off a sweep. 3-0 is, whew, man, that is, that's down the middle, but that's called ball four. I mean, I'm not going to mince it anymore. There's really no reason to. So Perez walks Young. That brings up Viandel Pena, still hitless on the night. He's 0-for-5. Switch hitter bats left and swings to the first pitch, chops it to first. Martinez steps in the bag, throws to second, and not in time as Romero unable to hold on to the baseball anyways. So Pena retired. He falls to 0-for-6. And Young advances to second. So 2 outs, a man at second, and that brings up Will Frizzell. 1-for-4, scored 2 runs as he walked and scored, leading it off in the eighth against Perez. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Just a little outside for ball one. Seven nothing Nationals, top of the ninth. Fred Nats looking like they're about to win at their eighth in a row against the Shorebirds. 1-0 splitter is down the middle for strike one. Evens the count at a ball and strike. Young at second, the 1-1. And Frizzell, a little foul tip, grounds it to the backstop. 1-2. Fastball misses up and away. 2-2. Two outs, top of the ninth. 7-0 Nationals. The 2-2. Fastball again, up and out of the zone. Off the outside corner. Counts full, 3-2. Two outs, top nine. 3-2. And chopped foul over top of the Fred Nats dugout first base side. Count remains at 3-2. Orioles have just tied it up against the Yankees. Booted Garrett Cole out of the game. Now tied at three, and Jorge Mateo, after tying it with an RBI single, goes first to third on a throwing error. 3-2, swung on, foul tip, held on to by Hernandez as Perez strikes out Frizzell for the final out here in the ninth. On to the bottom of the ninth, Shorebirds need 7 to tie, 8 to take the lead. It's Fredericksburg 7, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Last of the ninth, Shorebirds trailing the Nationals 7-0. Birds need a comeback of epic proportions here, and they'll try to do it against Marlon Perez. Comes in on this TechNet call to the bullpen, relieves Reed Garrett. Garrett threw a scoreless eighth, allowing a hit. Didn't strike anybody out, didn't walk anybody. So Perez comes on for the ninth. Southpaw, 5'10", 180 pounds. Out of La Habana, Cuba. He is 2-2 on the season with a 3.91 ERA, making his 16th appearance of the season. 23 innings, he has struck out 28 and walked just 5. 18 hits, 10 runs, 10 earned. First man to face him is Michael Deson. He's 1-for-3. Perez from the wind, his first pitch. Deson, a hearty hack, swings and misses for strike one. Shorebirds, 4 hits tonight, all singles, 2 walks, 6 base runners total. 0-1. Deson swings, loses his helmet, grounds it to the backstop. Hits 0-2. And Deson flares it out into right field. On comes De La Cruz. But the right fielder has to play it a hop. And Michael Deson has himself a 2-hit game. Well, the comeback has to start somewhere, right? One at a time. So now Frederick Benkozma. He's 1-for-3. The pitch. And Benkozma, a bouncing ball the other way by the stab of Infante. And on into left for a base hit. Freddy Basenock strikes again. Another multi-hit game. His 14th of the season. And there's men at the corners with nobody out. I have seen everything from the Shorebirds this season. In every conceivable way, I've seen them lose games in dramatic fashion. I've seen them come back just to fall short. Why not? We're 2 batters in, and this crowd is already pumped up for what might be to come. Here's Noelbert Romero, 1-for-3. First pitch breaking ball from Perez misses low for ball 1. The Shorebirds came back from nearly a 7-run deficit against Charleston a couple of months ago. The pitch, Romero pops it back and out of play. Strike 1. Ended with Ryan Higgins, the tying run, or go-ahead run of the plate, flying out to the warning track and left. after entering the inning trailing 12-6. The 1-1. And Romero hits it high in the air, fooling me by a mile. Left fielder White comes in, makes the call and the catch for the first down here in the ninth. Runners stay at first and second. And it's the hope that kills you. So one out, still men at first and second for Steven Acevedo. He's 0 for 3. He's been an equal opportunity employer with flyouts tonight. One to left, one to center, one to right. One out, Shorebirds down 7-0 in the first pitch. It's cut on and missed for strike one. Still a good crowd on hand for a good fireworks show after the game. Oh, 1. Acevedo takes a fastball down the middle. No balls, two strikes. Shorebirds with singles to open the frame, trying to make some late noise. The pitch. Acevedo takes a little outside. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Acevedo swings and misses. And as quickly as the Shorebirds had hope here in the ninth, the flame nearly extinguished. Two away. Roberto Martinez flips back around to the right side, where he had his first two plate appearances in the night. To hit here, two outs in the ninth, two on. Shorebirds down 7-0. The first pitch, Martinez flails away at it, misses for strike one. Martinez 0 for 2, two strikeouts, the walk sandwiched in between. 0-1. Martinez tries to check his swing, appeal out to second. Trey Jester says he held up. One ball, one strike. One. Martinez rolls it foul down the third base side. One ball, two strikes. Shorebirds down to their final strike. The 1-2, Martinez takes a called strike three. Outside corner, Martinez rung up looking. Perez strikes out back-to-back batters to end it, and that's the ball game. Shorebirds shut out here tonight by a combination of five Fred Nats arms, as the Fred Nats take the first two games of the series and win the series prematurely with a 7-0 win here on Saturday night. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Final score here from Salisbury. It's the Nationals 7 and the Shorebirds 0. Post-game show on the other side of this break. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Tough night for the Shorebirds back here at Purdue Stadium. Time for the Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds defeated by the Fredericksburg Nationals for the eighth straight time. Get shut out 7-0 here on Saturday night. Let's walk you through how this one happened. For the Fred Nats, it was scoring early and often, three in the first. Brandon Bossier, a two-out RBI single. Then after a walk, Sammy Infante. Brandon Bossier took third on a wild pitch. Two-run single for Geraldy Diaz made it 3-0. We stayed at 3-0 until the fourth, when a leadoff error led to two unearned runs. Bases loaded walk to Sammy Infante, and then Geraldy Diaz, a sacrifice fly. Nationals tacked on two more in the eighth for good measure. Sammy Infante, a RBI double. Geraldy Diaz, an RBI single. And that was all the scoring in the game. Shorebirds, just six hits, two of them coming in the ninth when the game was already done and dusted. Six hits, all singles. Shorebirds really never threatened in this one, as the combination of Pablo Aldonis, Brendan Collins, Will Harris, Reed Garrett, and Marlon Perez pitched a shutout for the Fred Nats. Final line score in this one for the Fred Nats: 7 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They strand 14. Delmarva, no runs, 6 hits, 4 errors. They strand 8. Pablo Aldonis proves the 2-0, his second straight outing of 5 shutout innings. Allows 2 hits, 2 walks, and strikes out 8. Edgar Portes takes second straight, or rather his fourth loss of the season. Falls 0-4, he goes 2 2/3, allows 3 runs all earned on 6 hits, 3 walks, doesn't strike anybody out. We started at 7:06, finished at 10:03. Time of game, 2 hours and 57 minutes, in front of 3,052 here on Saturday night from Purdue Stadium. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 29-59 on the season, 8-15 here in the second half. Now 15-25 here at home, and they've lost 2 in a row, seeding the series to the Nationals by dropping 2 of the first 3 in this 3-game set. Nationals improved to 50-39 on the season, 17-6 in the second half. Now 23-24 on the road, and they have won 3 in a row, including 8 straight against the Shorebirds. Let's go ahead and check the out-of-town scoreboards for you. First, the Carolina League. Everybody's gone final now. Mudcats, a 3-1 winner over Down East. Salem, a 3-2 win over Lynchburg. Columbia, 6-5 over Augusta. Myrtle Beach, 14-4. They beat up on Charleston. At Kannapolis, a 5-4 one-run win over Fayetteville. And those are your Carolina League scores. Birdland for you. The Orioles have just taken a 4-3 lead over the Yankees. Cedric Mullins with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the seventh, giving the O's the lead as they chase Garrett Cole. Felix Bautista comes on for the O's to pitch the top of the eighth after striking out the side in yesterday's game. Around the rest of Birdland, everybody has now gone final as well. Bowie, a 3-2 win over Richmond. Norfolk, they give up 3 in the bottom of the eighth and lose to Durham 9-8. Jacob Nottingham, his 11th homer of the season. Kyle Stowers, his 16th. Aberdeen, they lose to Greenville 8-6. Colin Burns, his 5th homer of the year in the loss. Daniel Lloyd takes the L for the Ironbirds. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Series finale, Shorebirds will try to avoid their second consecutive sweep at the hands of the Fred Nats. 5:05 first pitch. Darlin Alcantara will be on the mound for the Shorebirds. He is 0-1 with a 5.73 ERA. He'll go up against Jackson Rutledge, who is 3-5 with a 6.08 ERA for the Nationals. First pitch at 5:05. We'll talk it with you for the pregame show at 4:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 4:50, your final score one more time. Shorebirds shut out 7-0 by the Nationals, losing their eighth straight to the Nationals, and they dropped the series by losing the first two of this three-game set. Series finale tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then. So until then, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.